Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 1st, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Many skeptics say that there is no proof in the Bible in relation to the immorality existent in our country. Well, if man stops believing in the Word of God, in the Holy Bible, man is left to his own diversions and the road that leads only to destruction if God abandons man to himself. Now, in St. Paul, who is one of the founders of our church under God's direction, and of course those who are trying to rebuild the church in the likeness of man instead of God, are not even acknowledging St. Paul as being a founding father. Well, let us read from St. Paul's letters to the Corinthians, chapter 6, third part. He speaks of the evils of immorality. Now he said, "Now God has raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? By no means." Now Paul is referring to all of the immorality existent in our country and many countries throughout the world. I would say most of all, all the earth now has this terrible stigma of immorality, defiling of the human body by humanistic approaches, by men consorting with men and doing all defilements to the human body. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? By no means, no. Or do you not know that he who cleaves to a harlot becomes one body with her? For the two, it says, shall be one flesh. Flee immorality. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your members are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own keeper? For you have been bought at a great price. Glorify God and bear him in your body. Now also in relation to a woman's head being covered during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and her and proper deportment within the portals of Holy Church where Jesus is residing. Now, I'm sure that our liberationists would not go along with us in this respect. However, this would actually signify that much of the liberation movement is being directed by Satan and not by God. Now, the headdress for women, this is St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Now I praise you, brethren, because in all things you are mindful of me and hold fast my precepts as I gave them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying with his head covered disgraces his head. But every woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered disgraces her head, for it is the same as if she were shaven. A man in indeed ought not to cover his head, because he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man. For man is not from woman, but woman from man, made from man by God. For man was not created for woman, but woman for man. This is why the woman ought to have a sign of authority over her head because of the angels. In other words, St. Paul is saying that it's not just custom. This is the excuse given by the liberation movement to stop the head covering of women in the church. Well, they say that it is custom only in St. Paul's time, but that is not true, because St. Paul explains, and these are the words direct from God through St. Paul, that you must have your head covered. It is proper deportment in the eyes of the angels. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's a beautiful white glow coming from directly over the statue. It's so beautiful and warm. Oh, I can't explain it. The glow this evening is different. It's almost like billowing clouds, but it's beautiful. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up like it's folding back. Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she looks very fragile. Our Lady has on a white gown, a pure white gown. Oh, and her mantle is also white with a thin border of gold all about the mantle. It looks very beautiful, so pure and white. Our Lady is coming forward. She's floating. She doesn't walk. She's floating forward with her hands joined together in prayer. She looks so tiny and fragile this evening. Like a very young girl. She's smiling. Our Lady is smiling. Her mantle comes quite close to her forehead. I don't see Our Lady's hair. I have very seldom seen Our Lady's hair, only once. Her mantle is always covering her head. Our Lady has her rosary dangling from her fingers, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Mary beads. Our Lady is looking to her right and her left. She's smiling, very soft, a soft smile, but a sad smile upon her face. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary like this with a crucifix. It has a beautiful golden crucifix, and extending it forward in front of her like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the rosary about her waist. She has a beautiful deep blue sash about her waist. Now Our Lady is now fastening her rosary onto it. Now she is touching her first finger to her lips, which means to listen well. My child and my children, I have wandered with great speed to and fro across your earth, gathering my children who will listen to me in the last stages of my pleading to mankind. Yes, my children, I say the last stages, because you are fast approaching the close of your era. Oh, my children, if you only realized and acted upon my counsel, if you only realized what is coming fast upon you, be it known to you in the past that there will be many eruptions of nature resulting in hurricanes, whirlwinds, floods, great heat, and plagues upon mankind. All of this I have repeated to you over and over, because my mother's heart is torn for you. My children, many of you have become blinded by sin. Many have closed their ears to my pleadings. Many go about as scoffers and look upon my mission as a subject for ridicule and derision. Oh, my children, sad to say, it has been written in the book of life and has been said again and again that many are called, but few are chosen. My son died a cruel death upon his cross for you. He could not die for all, for only many have made themselves ready to come across the veil. Though we wished in our hearts, all of heaven wished that man would all turn from his ways, ways that offend the Eternal Father much, and return onto the narrow road that will lead him directly back to the eternal kingdom of heaven. However, man has chosen to set himself upon the wide road filled with earthly pleasures. The sins of the flesh are condemning many to hell, my children. In the past, for many earth years, I came to little children, to those without great worldly knowledge and schooling. I approached those who would give their hearts to me and would help by the direction of the Eternal Father, through the Eternal Father's plan, would help to bring back many of our straying children to the fold. My children, my son's church is passing through a terrible crisis. Please do not abandon it in these days of darkness, but stay and fight with prayers, good deeds, works of mercy, and good example. The forces of evil, 666, are firmly entrenched in Rome. Many cardinals, the red hats, have fallen, and they now mislead many of the purple hats, the bishops. My children, you will keep a firm foundation of faith in the hearts of your children. You cannot expect others to do this fatherly and motherly obligation. You, as mothers and fathers, are the keepers for the souls of your children, and as such, you are held accountable in the eyes of all heaven for the fall of your children's souls. You will also, as parents, battle Satan as he seeks to destroy your families. It will be father against son and mother against daughter. Division in the homes as Satan becomes stronger in his conquest. My children, pray constantly, a vigil of prayer. I ask you not to do just lip service, my children, but pray from your hearts. The words do not have to be studied, but pray from your hearts. Ask and you shall receive. Believe and you will receive many graces. The greatest gift you can bring to your fellow man now is to make him believe. Many are deeply entrenched in darkness of the spirit, and without your help, the many will be lost to Satan, eternal damnation and banishment. My children, the forces of evil, 666, and 666, I repeat, is Lucifer and his agents loosed from hell now. to do full battle with the children of God. Lucifer knows that he has been given only a set time, and his time is growing short. You will, my children, if you continue without penance and sacrifice and atonement, you will find set loose upon the earth such horrors of immorality, debasement, murders, licentiousness, robberies. It will seem, my children, as if the world's people have gone mad, and they have gone mad, for sin is surely insanity. I repeat, my children, and I call you my children for a reason. For unless you remain as children in heart, simple, devout, with piety, trusting in Jesus without question, unless you remain as little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. My children, many of your brothers and sisters are selling their souls to get to the head. What does it matter if you gain all of the world's graces, and they call them graces, but how they foul the supernatural? It is no grace, my children, to achieve worldly acclaim and fortune. True grace only comes from heaven, the eternal kingdom of your God. My children, many of these so-called gifts that man seeks upon earth, these gifts are from Satan and the seed for his downfall, man's downfall. Satan has placed upon earth all manner of enticements to destroy and soil souls. Recognize, my children, the way of evil set by Satan and the true way of the cross as given by the example of my son. In order to follow my son, my children, it will truly be the way of the cross. It is not an easy road, but the final conclusion of your stay upon earth will be as dramatic as any scene that man can ever experience upon earth. I assure you, my children, over the veil you will see a glory and a beauty beyond anything man could ever vision. I assure you again, my children, it is well worth the battle that you remain upon the narrow road, rejecting the things, the enticements of the world, and storing your supernatural graces in heaven for your entry into the kingdom. Pray for your bishops, your cardinals. Pray for your priests and your pastors. They are the major source for attack now by 666. Yes, my children, 666, Lucifer and his agents entering into human bodies to bring about the fall of Rome to the enemy. Pray for your bishops, that they be given the grace and the light to know how deep they have fallen into the darkness. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from about her waist, like this, and extending it out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady now is turning to her right, and she's floating over across the sky to the first tree, and Our Lady is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. A lady is turning now to her left, and she's pointing up to the sky, and Michael is coming down. He is a tremendous size. Oh, my goodness. He doesn't frighten you. He's very awe-inspiring because of his tremendous size. He's a real warrior of heaven. Beautiful. I can't explain his face because I can't see it well, not like our ladies. He's all encased like in white and a glaze, like a haze of white all about him. Just beautiful. Now, our lady is going over to her left side. That would be our right side. She's floating across. Our lady does not have to move her feet, I notice. She's just standing still. But she's carried, like on the wind, clear across the sky. Our lady is bending over and making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, our lady is placing the crucifix across her chest to her heart. My children, continue with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. You must not forget, my child. Jacinta, 1972. I spoke with the child and told her of the passions that would come to the world that would displease the Almighty Father very much. These passions would lead many young onto the road to perdition. These fashions have even entered into the convents of the good sisters and have seduced them into becoming ordinary misses of the world. My children, you must hasten to tell the good sisters that they must not join the world. They are losing vocations because of their changes. They must restore their habit, worn to the ground. It was an example of great strength and piety for others and brought many vocations to the convents. Have you not realized the fruits of your endeavors to become modern? Good sisters, return and restore the convents. Our Lady is pointing up to the sky now, on her left side, our right side, and I can see Teresa, Saint Teresa, coming to the sky. I would know her anywhere. Oh, it's quite windy, and her gown, she has a long, you know, habit on, and it's blowing. And, oh my, Teresa is pointing, and I can see the entrance to a convent. I know it's a convent. Of a church. I can see the door, and she's looking, pushing the door open, and I can see it. I'm right there with her, and oh my goodness, the nuns are scampering around in leotards. Oh, how embarrassing. And Teresa is standing there looking very shocked with consternation on her face. My heavens, my sisters, have you lost your minds and your way? Whatever has happened to the rule? And Teresa is closing the door now. Let us return to the good mother. And now Teresa is going just at the right side. She's going across the sky and standing next to Our Lady. And there are many other nuns now coming down from the sky. I didn't see them standing up there before, but they seem to be converging from behind the clouds right up to join Teresa and Our Lady. They're standing grouped about her, and they all seem to be quite shocked at something. I know what it was, the scene in the convent. Our Lady is placing her first fingers to her lips. You understand, my child, the gravity of the world situation now. Surely, the merciful heart of the Father is strained to the breaking point. And the chastisement cannot be held back much longer. Pray, my child, a constant vigilance of prayer, even as you rest. Now Our Lady is going higher up into the sky, very, very high, and she's standing there now, looking about, and now she's has her rosary in her hands, and I can see she's moving her fingers across the beads. It's a very large, beautiful rosary. Very large beads. Now, Lady is nodding her head. My child and my children, continue with your prayers of atonement. Evelyn has to take a picture. All about the tears is becoming a deep pink, a beautiful, warm-looking color. And over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like folding away. It's very difficult to explain. And directly overhead, if you follow a straight line right from Our Lady's head of a statue, the light is coming down that way. That's where I could follow it. Beams of beautiful crystal clear light. They're like slivers of gold. I can't explain it. But Jesus is standing now directly in the light. Now the sky is opening up. It's almost like forming a huge host about Jesus. It's so beautiful. Now Jesus is coming forward. The sky is very bright. The light is just seems to exude from him. I can't explain it. It's very hard on your human eyes to watch, but just beautiful. Jesus is coming forward. He has nothing on his feet. I can see the wounds on his insteps of his feet. And he has a scarlet-colored sash this evening about the waist of his gown. Jesus has on a beige-looking, it's a rough-hewn type of cloth. Oh, I don't know if it's linen or what they use, but it looks very heavy, a beige color. And Jesus has on like a maroon sash, a burgundy color or maroon. I don't know the color of it. It's a very deep, sort of plumish looking color. And Jesus has his cape tied about his neck. It's very windy and the cape is blowing, but Jesus is gathering it up now. It's very long and full, beautiful material. It's, I don't know, it's like a satin. It looks like a satin. Very heavy. Now Jesus is gathering it up and putting it over his left arm. He's got the whole fullness of it in his left arm to keep it from blowing out from around him. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Now Jesus is looking about him as he's turning his head now to the right. The wind is blowing his hair out. It's quite long to his shoulders and very loose and full. Now Jesus is turning over to his left. He looks really magnificent, so tall, standing there. He looks very tall, about 6 feet tall, I think. No, just beautiful. Now Jesus is touching his lips with the first finger of his right hand. My child, I am not going to burden you with a long discourse this evening. Needless to say, my mother has done very well with her counsel to the children of the world. Your world is proceeding onto a road leading to a crucible of suffering. It will be a way of cleansing for mankind. All that is rotten shall be shaken from the vine. My children, I repeat anew to all, conform to the world and you will die on the vine. Conform and you die on the vine. I will explain this, my children, simply to you. If you choose of free will to join those of the world who have now given themselves to Satan, you cannot remain on the tree of life, but you must become then a consort of Satan and an agent of hell in human form. I explain to you through many visitations upon earth and through many visitations of my mother upon earth, she explained to you why man will come to a sorry end. Scientists have much to learn in their search for knowledge, for they are looking in the wrong field. It would be better for them if they sought the knowledge of the supernatural and the salvation of the eternal soul. My children, there will come upon mankind soon a war of great magnitude. Death will become commonplace to all. If this war continues, 3/4 of the world's population shall die. All the world's happenings are under the control of the Eternal Father in heaven. He knows both the past and the future and the present. However, because of man's free will, a gift from the Eternal Father to all, man must choose his road. It is only through great grace that a man shall be pushed over the veil into heaven, the eternal kingdom. Graces are given in abundance for the asking. Believe, my children, just believe, and you will be given the way. No man shall fall into hell, the abode of the damned, unless he goes there of his own free will. Yes, my children, daily many are called, but sadly only few are chosen. Many are spending long earth years of time in a place of cleansing, a place of sad waiting, known to you as purgatory, the purging place. Many have fallen into hell to be eternally damned and banished from the light. Man, in his sin, chooses his own punishment. Think, my children, and ponder upon that. Left to his own will, man shall blunder to his final destruction. My children, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. You must retain the sacramentals, the statues, and do not fall into the error of thinking that they deserve no worship. For when you cast aside the sacramentals and the monuments, the statues, you will say out of sight, out of mind, and your mind then will be taken over by the agents of darkness. Retain everything you can, my children, in this battle against the forces of evil. You will need all of your armor, I assure you. Many of you will test this and find to your great sorrow that you have fallen into the web of Satan. Once you leave the narrow road, it's most difficult, my children, to return. It will often mean a great sacrifice of life to many to return as martyrs. Rome shall go through a crucible of suffering as the good fights with the bad, and I say bad, because what could be worse than the forces of evil led by Lucifer and known to the world as 666? Yes, the battle shall rage in Rome as it rages now throughout your world. He is a man of many faces. 666, Lucifer and his agents. The world's peoples have been alerted to the dangers now existent to your souls. You will all guard your children, for you shall not receive comfort from the enemy. When you become discouraged, you will lift your eyes to heaven and cry out, "My Jesus, my confidence." Persevere, my children, in the days ahead, and you will surely win your crown. Now Jesus is turning to his right, and he's floating across the sky. Our Lady now is coming down to the right side of the sky, just beyond that huge cloud. I didn't see Our Lady standing over to the right. She's coming over now, and she has her hands joined in prayer like this, with the rosary hanging from her hands and her fingers. Oh, it's quite a long rosary with huge beads, beautiful. Now, Our Lady now She looks almost like a little girl. She's very tiny next to Jesus. She comes up to just about a little below his shoulder. Now Our Lady is standing. From the distance, she looks almost like a small statue, very beautiful. And I can feel the sadness, though, in her smile. It's really a heart-rending smile of pity and love for her errant children. Jesus is looking over now to the right and the left, and he's bending down now and looking all about him. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is allowing his robe now to go free. He had it under his left arm. He had it caught together. Now he's turning about and his arms are free now. And he's going across the sky. He's not moving his legs. He's just carried. Oh, it's wonderful to see. Move without weight. Just clear across the sky. Now Jesus is going over to the right side. He's just above the tall tree. He's looking down like this with his hand and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking over and he's pointing up to the sky with his hand like this, and there's appearing in the sky a large picture of a globe, huge ball with a cross on the top of it, and it's stationary. It's just above us, directly overhead, a huge ball with a cross on the top. Now Jesus is taking his place. Jesus is on the right side of the ball, and then Our Lady is standing on the left side of the ball, each on both sides of this huge globe. And I can see the outlines of the world, you know, the countries upon the globe. And there's a huge cross on top of the globe, and above the cross there's a bird, a dove. And the dove-like has something in its mouth. It looks like a piece of palm. I believe it's palm. It does look like a reed or weed, like palm. And the bird now is circling all about Our Lady, dressed across Jesus. He's crossing across Jesus and going down around the globe and circling about Our Lady and coming up now. And he's perched on the top of the cross. And he still has that leaf or the reed, whatever that is, looks like palm in his mouth. A beautiful white dove. Now Jesus is touching his fingers to his mouth. My child, you will continue with your mission. You have been given a short rest to renew your strength. You will take this rest, my child, without fear, for I will be with you. Now, my child and my children, continue with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on April 1st, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.